The Tom Queeley Racing Podcast from William Hill.
Hi, I'm Tom Queeley. Hear my thoughts on all the big meetings exclusively at William Hill Radio.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Saturday racing preview. We have good racing to look forward to on both sides of the Irish Sea today. We have a good card at Haydock, which we're going to go through, and there's plenty of good racing at Leopardstown as well. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me on the line is top jockey Tom Queeley. How are you, Tom?
Very good, how are you?
I'm not too bad, thank you. You're going to Leopardstown today. I'm making the trip over to Wrightchigan, is that right?
Yeah, I'm heading over to Leopardstown and hopefully have a good chance over there. It's competitive racing all around country and over there, so plenty to get stuck into.
Okay, we're going to focus on Haydock to start with. We've got a good card there. It's Haydock's Sprint Cup Day, so we're going to focus on that race in particular. But the first of which at Haydock is the 205, and this is a Class 2 handicap. It's over 5 furlongs, and there's been quite a bit of movement in the betting this morning, Tom. Jedward was as big as 12-1 early this morning, now 13-2 market leader. What do you make of that gamble?
Yeah, really, that's quite interesting. Pod Hennigan on board. She's only got 8-7. And the key to this, she's by Namid, so I'd imagine the cut in the ground will be of be a big help to her chances. But the one I like is Harrison George, heading for the 3-timer. Valuable, £5 taken off his back. He'd be the one I'd fear most, but I definitely side with Jedward, this daughter of Namid, on conditions that are sure to suit.
Okay, on to the second race at Haydock then. This is at 2:40, and this is the Group 3 Superior Mile, and the betting is headed this morning by hat-trick-seeking Monty Ridge, who got the better of Torhid, in a Goodwood Group 3 last time. Is that the key line of form here between those two, Tom?
It is, really. This horse is heading for a 3-timer. Hughes is on board. I can't see the ground being a major issue. He's in the form of his life. He's a proper miler at the moment. And as I said, seems to act in most conditions, so I can't see it being a problem. And he certainly sets the standard, and he's the one they all have to beat.
Okay, Monty Ridge there then in the 2:40. On to the 3:15 next. This is the Old Borough Cup, which is a Class 2 handicap over 1.75. A significant non-runner here in the shape of Tropical Beat, and that leaves Palaciter at the top of the betting. He makes his seasonal reappearance. Presumably they've been waiting for conditions to be in his favour, and the softer going today should suit, Tom.
Yeah, I'd imagine Clark Prescott will have him in tip-top form. He's very well bred, and I think he's acted on very slow conditions in the past, so he sets the standard. I'd imagine he'd be quite fit, as I said before. I'd keep an eye on probably a bigger price is probably Cousin Key for Hughie Morrison. Strongly, he's got the benefit of Ryan Moore on board. He's still a progressive enough 6-year-old, and his form has been very consistent, so he's at a bigger price, Cousin Key, but as you said, Palaciter is probably the one to beat.
OK. The big race of the day at Haydock is at 3:50. This is the Sprint Cup, which is a Group 1 contest and part of the British Champions Series. It's over the 6-furlong trip, and we've got plenty of the usual suspects in here. Lethal Force heads the betting, but the softer ground may not be ideal for him this afternoon, but it will be in the favour of Gordon Law Byram and Garswood, who should have conditions to suit. Who would you like for this, Tom? It's quite open, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a very open affair. Gordon Lord Byron acts in the conditions, and he's very, very consistent. He's in the form of his life, and he's sure to give a bold show. Lethal Force sort of sets the standard, and that's the way you'd have to attack the race. Kingsgate Native obviously is out, and so is Reckless Abandon, so it dwindles things down a bit. At a bigger price, and at an each-way price as well, it's probably Soul is the one I'd go for. It clearly acts on very, very slow conditions, and that's what we're going to be dealing with today. been a while since he won, but distance will be no problem to him. And as I said, he acts on really, really slow ground. So take a chance on Soul each way for a little bit of a surprise.
Okay, and the final race we're going to look at Haydock this afternoon is the 5 o'clock. This is the listed Ascendant Stakes, which is over a mile. And it's a race which Richard Hannan has a good record in recent years. He's won two of the last four annuals and has an unbeaten runner in this year's lineup in the shape of Chief Barker, who's also entered in the Racing Post Trophy and the Derby. So they must think quite a lot of Chief Barker, Tom. Is he the one to beat here?
Yeah, he's well thought of. And he seems to set the standard. The one I'd fancy to... given most to worry about would be Stars Over the Sea, son of Sea the Stars, obviously. He's won his last two starts. He acted on quick ground, but he also got the job done in Newcastle on good to soft. I can't see the ground being a major problem to him, and I think on the conditions, I think he may just handle the slower ground a little bit better than Chief Barker.
Okay, that's Haydock. Then let's move over to Ireland for some good racing there. We've got a good card at Leopardstown, and the first race we're going to look at over there is the 5:15, which is the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Trial Stakes, which is a Group 3 over a mile. And we've got an odds-on favourite in the shape of Free Eagle, who's 8-15 as we record this in the morning. He routed his rivals on debut here at Leopardstown 3 weeks ago. Tom, is he going to make it 2 from 2 in Group 3 company?
Yeah, he's... he's well thought of, he's well bred, and I think he sets the standard. When the money does come for a Dermot Well runner, you have to stand up and take attention. Kingfisher is fancied. Australia is well thought of also. It's competitive stuff, but as I said, the money's come for the Dermot Well runner, so I wouldn't look beyond it.
Okay, the 5:45 is the Fushashi Pegasus Matron Stakes. It's a Group 1 contest for fillies and mares, and it's over a mile. And it's your ride over in Ireland today, Tom. You ride Chigan here for the Cecil team. Chigan, she hit the ground running at the start of the season, but things haven't quite gone her way the last couple of times. If she's back to her best, she'd be entitled to get involved here, wouldn't she?
She certainly would, and she wasn't beaten terribly far at Deauville latest. She was, don't be fooled by her form figure. I mean, she finished ninth, but she was beaten a couple of lengths really behind a second horse. Obviously, the winner won very well on that occasion, but on the best of her form, she's entitled to be banged there. She travels well. I know to say there's no such thing as a weak Group 1, but it wouldn't be the strongest Group 1 contest I've ever seen in my life. So you'd certainly have to fancy your chances each way. I'd really, really fancy it. You know, I'd be very disappointed if she wasn't in the first three. Kid Hope is probably the main danger, the French Raider. And Say won well at the Curragh last week, so she'll be bringing her A game to the table, but I wouldn't swap Chigan for anything else in the race.
Okay, just out of interest, Tom, as well, she probably did a little bit too much too soon, didn't she, at Deauville last time. Is the plan today going to be a little bit more patient with her?
Possibly. We'll just have to see the way things pan out. She's drawn nine, so I'd imagine there'd be a little bit of pace in there, so I won't be too far out of my ground, but hopefully we'll be on the premises and deliver our challenge and hopefully a successful one up the straight.
Okay, good stuff, Tom. The final race we're going to look at is the 6:50 at Leopardstown. That's the feature race on their card. It's the Irish Champion Stakes, and it's the renewal of the rivalry between Declaration of War and Al-Kazim. They finished first and third, respectively, at York. The Fugue was also impressive at York. She's back against the boys this afternoon. And Trading Leather, who was second in that race with Al-Kazim and Declaration of War in the International as well, entitled to be right in there. It's a very good renewal, this, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, this is going to be a thriller. I fancy Al-Kazim to get the job done, to be honest. I just think, they've had a little bit of rain over in Ireland, so that might come and help his chances. He's been in great form all year. And, I suppose the only thing is Declaration of War is on home turf, so that might help his chances. As you said, Trading Leather rarely runs a bad race, and he'd be probably the one I'd tip up each way. as I said, you know, he was an impressive winner of the Irish Derby. So you can't get much better than that, and he's definitely the best of the 2 3-year-olds in the race. So I tip Trading Letter each way. I hope Al Kazim gets the job done again for James Doyle and Roger Charlton.
Okay, good stuff, Tom. Thank you very much. Good luck with Chigging at Leopardstown today, and enjoy Saturday's racing.
All right, cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.